told me this bad thing. At night when a person lies down to sleep, he should think today that what I spoke. I heard this person's feeling. I spoke lies here. I exaggerated there. Make tawbah, istighfar. Istighfar for what we have done. Tawbah, determination not to do it in the future. Just do this for a few days. And in the next period when she's clean again, and he does not have any relations with her, then he can give the second, and in the third time, the third one. But one is sufficient, and it's not necessary to give the second and the third, and that is the safest, and that is the correct way. The incorrect way, ulama have also defined, is Allah Ta'ala said, يَجْعَلَّهُ بَخْرَجًا. Whatever problems a person has, Allah Ta'ala will open away from him. In another place, Allah Ta'ala says, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah will make all his matters easy for him. In another place, Allah Ta'ala says, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ, and observe his commandments. Allah Ta'ala says, and addressing the people of Makkah directly, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ عَتَتْ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهَا. Aur kitni bastiya ke nikal chale hukam se apne Rab ke. And there were so many towns which you people know, and cities and places who disobeyed the command of nation. So this was when they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. وَعَذَّبْنَاهَا عَذَابًا نُكْرًا. Aur aafat dali un par bin dekhe aafat. And we send a punishment to them, and they could not see from where that punishment came. So Allah's Qudrat is very, very great, and a person must fear individually, collectively.
We don't read it also. Quran must be made really very much alive. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Further, we discussed yesterday the few basic rights of the Quran Sharif. One was Iman bil Quran, and that is just Mujmal also, the whole Quran, that alhamdulillah every Muslim believes it is the word of Allah. Ali used to say, or Mawlana Abrar al-Had Sahib rahmatullah Ali used to say, that the king is not allowed to sit on any chair. He's only allowed to sit on the throne. And on the throne, nobody else is allowed to sit. Only the king is allowed to sit. So this is the king, this is the throne for the Quran Sharif. So on the Rahel, some masjids even number the Quran, number one, number two, and they all in a series and neat and tidy. But after some time, you see then, some masjids, Quran Sharif, the shelves, Allahu Akbar. You feel so down when you see how the Quran Sharifs are kept in the masjid. Very, very, and in fact, very clean and tidy. Further, Hazrat Ma'ana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah Ali used to say, the clothes we wear when we were born, we don't wear that till we die. We take them off, we wash them also. So the cover of the Quran, the juzdan in which we keep the Quran Sharif, that also should be washed from time to time. Not the cradle to the grave. And learning of the Quran Sharif. Continuously, whatever your level you had reached, you are looking inside and reading, keep on till your old age, keep on reading it and keeping it fresh. If you learned it, and which we should do, even if we did not, learn it with tajweed also. And then keep up the tajweed like that. We haven't got the brains of Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayh. He had such brains, Allahu Akbar. Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, they went and asked him one question. And he gave a detailed explanation about 3/4 hour. And they were shocked. They studied the answer, but they couldn't understand it. And he of Shaykhul Hind, rahmatullah alayh, that I kept with my personal luggage. And when I landed, at home we reached maybe about 9-10 o'clock, it was summer, and in the morning, Fajr, I started with my brother alone. We were living in Primrose, where there are no Muslim people around, all it was a white area, but the first, and if you can't do that, you yourself do. So who can say that I can't do that? Look at 2-3 ayats, between 5 and 7 minutes do the tafsir on a daily basis. Don't bite too big also, and don't bite that you're not even biting. And don't bite too big, you'll get tired also. So be reading Quran Sharif. We have, mashallah, Bhai Mushtaq here. I see him and I remember. Look at his age, pure white beard, completely. But he has learned proper Quran Sharif learning, and he comes like a student. And very happily, proudly in the sense of happy when he sees me, he says, I'm going today for Sabbath. I'm a student, like a small yada. Also, and how many ulama have written on the importance, the value of the Quran Sharif. It is that Allah must bring it in our hearts. Quran must be important in my life. It must play central role in my life, Quran Sharif. That is really what a Muslim is. And a Muslim society is also centered around the Quran Sharif. A valija used to come to learn Surah Fatiha. I taught him Alhamdul Sharif. On account of that, Allah gave me this. So if we teach the Quran Sharif, and what was his name, Maulana Wahid, who passed away? Yunus. Maulana Yunus Wahid, he was here in Azadville, Rahmatullah Ali. When we went for the reading of the Quran, I don't know how much more and which way to try and stress it, that it must be our daily practice, that I just can't do without reading the Quran Sharif. It's my life, the Quran Sharif. And without it, I can't live. It's the air I breathe in. It's the water. It's my indifference. But don't justify and change the meaning of the Quran to what you like. And then try and make amal. That is also absolutely essential. Quran, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, were a walking Quran. If you wanted to see Islam, see the life of his, how he sits, how he walks. Because the tajalli was so strong, the mountain couldn't take it. It was too much for it, so it split and it went into pieces. But our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, who looks at everything with the eyes of love, love of Allah Ta'ala. He said when Allah's tajalli came, the mountain didn't go into peace. One time you entered, reach Salatul Salam, and Allah's rahmat that is pouring down in Rozai Mubarak, it will go into your heart if you opened your heart. But if your heart is closed, 6 months you stayed there. And not one drop of Allah's rahmat will enter you. You, as you went, you will come back. So this is a point that is absolute Arabic, one word also. But you're reading Quran Sharif and your heart has become soft. And you have prepared your heart to take Quran Sharif. Now in your speech, Quran will come. You won't lie. It will automatically, you won't be able to lie. Quran will come out from your eyes. You won't be able to look at haram anymore. You'll only look at, and we'll gift to give his ustad. So one day when now he came to the class, and sitting in the class, he was with his ustad. He told ustad, you made me hafiz. Said, yes, my son, it's an honor. You became hafiz by me, etc. He said, I want to reward you and to give you a gift. He said, it's not necessary. Hazrat Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was invited by a Nawab Sahib, who's like a king. And he came to fetch Hazrat for the Dawat, and of course a big bungalow, big palace he's got, and everything according to his status, Nawab Sahib. So, but when he came and fetched Hazrat, he asked Hazrat, according to your status, Allah knows your value. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows the value. And this will be also until we first know our value. If the Hafiz doesn't know his own value, he's not there for namaz. His dressing is not according to what a Hafiz dressing must be. His character is not according to what a Hafiz.
If a person has got a back problem or something, then that is a different thing. Also yesterday, I mentioned, and in error I said that when we go in ruku, then we have got the habit of picking up our trouser. So that does also happen, but that's very rare. It is here by the knees that we pick up commonly. Cause harm. Neither have you got the intention of not causing harm. It's like a car that is in neutral, and brakes are not on. So if somebody pushes it from the front, it will go back. Somebody pushes it from the back, it will go front. But if you got your brakes on, and you put it in gear also, then inshallah that car won't move. So we have to get up from sajda. And we are going to be standing all the time now for the duration of that rakat. And then if the kurta is stuck, and with one hand you pull it out, though it's preferable not to do that also. That to some extent is in our control. We can try and correct that. So to that point today, try and remember it. Whenever, Shibra, this amount here, so much.